100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
It's hour number 3-800-998-1003. If you'd like to jump into the conversation, just getting a confirmation here. Big game coming up to close the NOLA Gold home schedule. We got two games after this. Tim Maupin is going to join us at 2:15. Just getting the confirm. Talk to him quickly about the game coming up on Saturday. Rest of the way, it's open for you. 800-998-1003. Of course, we are talking about the Lee Anderson interview. Just heard that it was on 104.5 ESPN. Of course, here, ESPN New Orleans. Off the bench, weekday morning, 7 to 9. We'll play some of those sound bites again if you missed it in hour number one. As, of course, the PGA Championship round one is going on. Tiger Woods in the clubhouse, 2 over. The leader is Brooks Koepka, 7 under. He's in the clubhouse. Danny Lee, 4 under in second place. Jordan Spieth, 2 under through 6. Ricky Fowler, 1 under in the clubhouse. We'll give you some more on the leaderboard here in a little bit as well. It is Thursday, which means we're at Vinny's. 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. Come on by, have a little lunch. Jordan's had his wings. Mine just arrived. I'm letting him cool down a bit. I can't hurt my fingers. Jordan, as you know, that works.
Yeah, you do have some fragile fingers.
Yeah, I do have some fragile fingers. They're very important. Sarah joining us here as well. It is steak day. The steak special is?
An 8-ounce sirloin, 2-pound baked potato, and a side salad for $12. Jordan, what is your issue? Are you mad?
Why are you shaking your head there? Why are you upset?
No, I was just making faces.
Jordan, what? Like, how old are you?
You know, I think he's upset that we're now down to 57 minutes.
He's going to lose.
57 minutes.
Sarah wins again.
It's a nice clear path from the front door here at Vinny's to where Jordan is. We're looking for a date for Jordan, the intern, the month of May. I didn't take into account that the next two Thursdays, the remaining two Thursdays, you will be at OTAs.
Yep.
I'll be there as well, but you got to stay back and cut sound.
I'll be working.
Yeah, you'll be working.
So wait, you're not going to be here? Here, you're not.
I'm going to be here. Yes.
Oh well, there's still a chance that somebody could come in,
and I could accept on behalf of Jordan.
Yeah, I'll allow that.
Okay, we'll do that then. Okay, so she's amending the rules.
I said because of the month of May.
Okay,
and technically those 2 weeks.
So then it turns into like a blind date. She won't know what he looks like.
I mean. I'll draw a picture.
I would love to see. You know what? You have homework as you cackle. You now have to draw your artistic rendition of Jordan the Intern and tweet it out. I can't wait to see this.
Just letting you know, I never did well in drawing part
of art
class.
You know,
I was really good at taking pictures or, like, ceramics.
Da Vinci, Picasso.
They would laugh so hard at my artwork.
Michelangelo, Jane.
Wow.
Sarah Jane. I can't wait to see
Yeah,
what
ladies,
this.
Come on and find out what my drawing looks like.
No, you're tweeting it. You're getting off the headset right now, and I'm giving you a pen, and you're going.
I have pencil and pen over there.
There you go. You have 50 minutes to draw a replica of Jordan the Intern.
Jordan,
I think
that
speaking
think?
At all is just probably the best answer that I could come up with
Jordan,
right now.
Jordan, I want to know, like, what do you think your chances are of actually getting this date?
One day.
100%.
100%.
Even though you've had, like, 0 people, and I've already had 1 person come in and offer me a
date. If the Pelicans could get Zion Williamson
with
6% chance,
there it is.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that I could get one girl to come in here.
There it is.
I don't know about that.
It's a free date, too. We're paying for it.
I know.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Look, I give you 1%, and you're right. The Pels had 6%. There's a 6% chance that Jordan can get a date.
Yeah.
So even though you won't be here the next two Thursdays.
Sarah's like, what are y'all talking about?
I don't really
Sarah will have
pay attention to sports.
In a a representation and drawing.
It'll
of what
be a
you
really
look like.
Pretty drawing.
You're going to give it an effort. You're going to give it 30 seconds.
I might put like a flower on your shirt.
No, no. Look, no. He always wears his red. He'd wear red.
I always wear a red shirt.
You always wear red.
I didn't say it wasn't going to be a red flower.
Okay. Anyway. Thank you, Sarah, for your time.
All right. Come see me. I'm here till 7:30. I desperately would like some people to come in.
There you go. Thank you, Sarah.
No, thank you.
800-998-1003. Help her pass her day by coming in and hanging out. I cannot wait to see what this drawing is going to look like. Just letting you know. Any confidence that it's remotely positive?
It's probably going to be a circle.
Uh-huh.
With about five sticks. So like a stick figure.
Yeah.
So it's going to be the body.
Uh-huh.
The two arms.
Mm-hmm. Two legs.
And the two legs.
But at least you're anatomically correct for the most part. I mean, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if I'm able to stand upright in that picture. Then,
yeah, I mean, yeah. Again, who knows how else. I'm a little interested to see what's going on. 800-998-1003. One of the other things I wanted to kind of, again, we talked about it yesterday. This was Jalen Rose yesterday on Get Up.
Night was a terrific night for Zion. Can I get everybody to pump the brakes trying to force players to large markets, feeling like that's the only way that they can be successful? Are you people paying attention to the NBA? Performance is going to dictate his marketing. Performance is going to dictate his all-star bids, his all-NBA opportunities, whether he's going to be an MVP. Not the market that he plays in. The bottom line, going to New Orleans with Anthony Davis is going to be terrific for him.
I mean, again, he's so on point with so many aspects of that. Jordan, how many Carmelo Anthony shoes and stuff did you buy while he was in New York?
Zero.
Any Melo jerseys? Any
no,
New York stuff?
I know one or two from them might have right. a New
I
York
mean,
Knicks.
New York, again, hasn't won a championship since before I was born. I was born in 76. I mean, I just, L.A. What, they named the last Lakers player you followed closely other
I
than Kobe.
I think Melo was more relevant in Denver when he was first.
100% agree with
than he
you.
Was in New York.
I mean, my point is, just because you're in a large market doesn't mean you're going to have success or it's going to work out. As a matter of fact, the two largest have been complete disasters, how they've been run.
Yeah.
Laughing stocks. And again, as I mentioned, I can't think of a better place with all of the attention he's going to have off the court than a place like New Orleans. Instead of looking at it in a big limelight where everywhere, he's going to be able to go to dinner and stuff like that. People are going to recognize him. But as Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, Drew Brees, and MC, Drew Brees can walk in Audubon Park and play with his kids, and they're like, yo, Drew, go get him Saturday, and then let their kids play with their kids. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
no, it's not going to be a paparazzi scene following you all over the place.
Exactly.
Zion.
Exactly.
How was Coach K like?
Exactly. How was dinner?
What's your favorite
Every
color?
Every girl he's hanging out with.
What's your favorite color? What's your favorite pasta?
Everything. Yeah. It's actually good when you think about it. It's funny, I say this a lot of times, too. New Orleans is a big, small city, small town. You can get lost in it. I mean, how many of y'all even knew that, like, Nicolas Cage and Jolie and Brad Pitt even had a place here? You probably heard it. Did you even know where it was?
I didn't know Nicolas Cage had a place
here. No, I suppose he was one of the haunted places and all that. But, like, you've had celebrities, and there's still that still live here and have homes in here. Stallone had places here. When did you ever run into him?
Never.
That's what I'm saying. You can get lost. And New Orleans isn't big. You get lost in it. Kamara lives downtown. Do you run into him?
Yeah, but not like.
But I'm going to say, was the last time you have people listening? That's what I'm getting at. Like, you can get lost here in terms of you can just go focus on the task at hand in basketball. Even Reggie and Chris was here. How many times did y'all guys actually run into them? Or even see stories about them? Didn't you know Chris Paul liked to go to Harris pretty much every night?
Nope.
We all knew.
I didn't.
Exactly.
I might have been too young.
Different media. He goes to New York. The first time he goes clubbing, underage Zion.
He has a problem.
I'm just saying. I mean, dude, look, I think it hurt Jahlil Okafor in Philly.
That's what I was saying.
I mean,
he didn't have the right opportunity.
You have to, and I think the more and more you think about it, it works. And again, don't take my word for it. Lee Anderson, and off the bench this morning, when asked by T-Bob, look, how excited actually are you even coming here?
We're excited. We're excited about that. One thing that Zion has always been taught, you accept the things that you can't change, you change the things that you can change, and this is one of the things that he had nothing to do with. It's the process of the NBA, and certainly, you know, we're excited about the Crescent City down there in New Orleans. And you said about returning to Duke, you know, there's been a lot of speculation, but that is nothing that we have even considered.
On his meeting with David Griffin.
We are looking forward to it. I spoke with, who's that coach, Gentry the other night. And we met with Mr. Griffin, David Griffin. And then again, I spoke with him again last night. We had a great conversation, and we're excited about, you know, the prospect of coming down there and getting settled and looking for a place to stay and all of these things.
Yeah, you know, sorry, go ahead, Jordan.
That's another thing I kind of want to talk about is that ESPN and SportsCenter put out a tweet last night of showing Zion Williamson's reaction when the Pelicans got that, the overall.
When Rachel Nichols said he looked like he got hit by a truck.
A truck.
Insinuated. Now, she never elaborated on that.
He said he got whisked out the room.
Well, that was Mark Spears saying he got whisked away.
And when I saw the video, I got a 180 reaction.
You mean him laughing?
Yeah, him laughing, smiling, looking. Yeah.
Probably looking
turning
at the rest
over
of his
to RJ,
going, oh,
whispering in RJ's ear,
it's
probably
not
saying,
New York.
Ooh, I'm going to play with Anthony Davis, Drew Holiday, Julius Randle. And it's the it's the perfect situation for
him. Yeah, that's what I think infuriated so many different people. Zion's stepdad on Zion, just, again, the focus of trying to play. You know, and obviously with all that stuff with the injury.
Well, it was real simple for us and for Zion when he went out. You know, we heard the noise, but we don't listen to outside noise. We're a very close family, very small circle, and we make all the decisions for Zion. Nobody from outside makes decisions, and we're not influenced by outside decisions. Zion wanted to go to – he wanted the best opportunity when he was preparing for college or making his decision about his college choice. He wanted the best opportunity to play for a national championship. That's what he was looking for, the best opportunity, the best talent, you know, people that he could play with to get ready for the next level. That's what he was looking for. And, you know, I think it served him well. He got to play with the best players. He got to play for a chance at the national championship. They just fell a little bit short. But he, for the most part, he's done well with that.
I think one of the other things, too, is, again, it's just, you can imagine the amount of people trying, like, I keep saying make money off him. Zion do this, Zion do that. They all have his best interest in
it. Yeah, and I like, because he kind of states in there, he's like, oh, we come from family. We basically saying that they meet up with each other, and it's family talking.
Remember when he got injured at Duke?
Exactly.
Everyone said, Jay Billis and all of them said,
They got his mom, and then his mom came into the locker room, and they found Zion crying
on the bench. Right. Yeah. He wants to play. He wanted to come back to, like, settle down, take a deep breath. He wanted to come back in that game, by the way. But you remember hearing days and weeks after that the family was going to make that decision.
Exactly.
As a family. Here's a little bit more.
And then I think that also helps.
Well, first question, how are we helping him? We're helping him mentally and physically, as a matter of fact. You know, we do mentally, we prepare him. We prepared him from the time he was a young kid. When he mentioned to me at 4 years old that he wanted to go to a certain college and play basketball, you know, we realized then that, you know, he had been around basketball growing up or sports. Basketball in particular, and he, you know, he knew what he wanted to do. That's why it was so easy for him to follow the course that was laid out for him. Because when he mentioned that that's what he wanted to do, we kind of start preparing him mentally for what college basketball would be like. Having played on a Division I level, you know, I understood what was required and what he needed to do to be that. And I told him at a young age that everybody, you know, that plays college basketball should play on the Division I level because there's nothing like it. And he wanted that challenge, and he wanted to do that. And I am so happy that he set goals and he was able to reach those goals and live out those goals. And right now it's happening for him.
You know, as we go to break, I want to touch on that because I think it's so important. I say this all the time. You know, obviously the NBA is trying to do the one and done. Everyone's so focused on paying these kids and that. I remember saying this first with J.R. Smith. He had a scholarship offer to North Carolina, and he passed it up and came, you know, in the league. This was before the one and done got put in, and he came with the Hornets. I don't think you can replace or even replicate, even in the NBA. I'm not talking about the checks. I'm not talking about the dinners, the ladies, the works. You can't replicate the atmosphere of playing at Cameron Indoor. You can't replicate Duke versus UNC.
No, he changed college basketball forever.
You can't replicate a run in the NCAA tournament. You saw those kids. And it's why I always kept bringing up, you know, not like I was arguing with you about it, but when you watch the dance and you saw Ja and his teammates and some of those other teams that make a run and they lose, you know, the kid, the guard that was shooting at like 40 points is knocking up. Not all those guys are going to make the NBA. That's why they cried.
Yeah, and Zion Williamson is LeBron James who should have gone to the college.
Absolutely.
And that's what you just saw this past season.
Exactly. Let me tell you something. He played in front of larger crowds than most NBA arenas
absolutely.
Even are. Okay? The Dean Smith building over there in North Carolina is like 24,000. How many NBA arenas are 24,000? Like, you can't replicate
the last
that.
Couple Pelicans games?
I would absolutely.
There was definitely more, yeah.
It's what his dad said. I would recommend, if you're that good, go 1 year, man. Go see what that is like. There's nothing like it, man. The crowd going bananas, the rivalries, there's nothing like that. And look, man, you're not guaranteed an NBA championship. If you got a shot at a national championship, go give it a run. When we come back, we'll talk to a member of the NOLA Gold as they have a big game coming up. Tim Maupin joins us to preview the game Saturday against Houston on ESPN New Orleans.
Join us on Saturdays from 10 to noon for the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair for the latest in high school, college, and professional sports from your local sports experts. That's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair on Saturday from 10 to noon right here on ESPN 100.3.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. Once more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's healthcare. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
If you own a pair of Skechers, this ad is not for you because you already know they're the most comfortable shoes on the planet. This ad is for those who have never tried Skechers, for the few who have never experienced the otherworldly comfort of Skechers air-cooled memory foam, ever floated across the ground on comfort pods or experienced Skechers seamless knits. You're missing out. That's like never petting a puppy. So we've made this ad for you. Skechers. Live comfortably. Available at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover, 800-998-1003. Let's try to get a hold of Tim Maupin here of the NOLA Gold. Taking on Houston over the weekend. In the meantime, Jordan, you and I are sitting here watching. Look,
the jump.
Man, I get it to an extent, but I think it's, in the word I keep using, is irresponsible. okay, you can choose whatever graphic you want. You're putting it into the computer.
Exactly.
So it shows I get it. It's the segment that's called BS or Real Talk. And it's not just the Pelicans. Now it's to the Knicks saying that they're excited about the lottery results and all that. So when you first turned around and you looked at it, it did say Zion's excited about being in New Orleans. And immediately it came across like, oh, come on. Are they calling it BS or is he being honest?
Is his stepdad just saying that just to, you know.
So in case you're seeing it and you have it, look, it's a segment that's called BS or Real Talk. So truth or lie, I guess it's what.
Trying to form that narrative.
But again, if somebody just quickly looks at it.
Exactly.
And they're making
someone
it
who doesn't
like,
keep up with the news and just looks at it. That's what they're going to think. It's BS.
No, I hear you. More from Lee Anderson again this morning on Off the Bench with Jordy Collado and T-Bob Hebert, talking about did he think just how crazy this past year was when you think about it?
Well, it has been exciting for the most part, but that is what we have expected. We're not surprised by anything that is really going on, but he's enjoying the moment.
I just think one of the things that's special and it's genuine is just you see his love for, I think, the game, and more importantly, his teammates too, right? I remember earlier in the season there was an interview and a soundbite of him complaining to a reporter. Or not complaining, but pointing out to a reporter who was pointing out a special play or a dunk that he did. And he said, R.J. Barrett did the same dunk last week earlier in the game.
And if you watch Duke Blue Nation, it's their like YouTube channel that they have all their athletes go through so they could get, you know, familiar with the media when they go into the professional level. They're always having Zion or RJ or Cam Reddish interview each other. And whenever RJ or Cam Reddish asks them a question, it's like, oh, what is it like having all the fans cheering your name? Or what is it like being in the national spotlight? He says almost every single time that he's not there without his teammates or with his other guys.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that just screams what kind of guy he is, how humble he is as a player.
I'm watching a lot of the interviews. Again, the Combine is going this week right now in Chicago. And one of the interviews, Shams Charania sits there and interviews R.J. Barrett. Again, a potential
Pelican.
You know, if the Pels trade at number 3 pick for New York, he'll be there available. And he said, what did you learn from Cam Reddish and Zion? And he said when it comes to Zion Williamson, it was how to have fun, how to enjoy the game. And again, this is somebody that's, I mean, you can imagine, Jordan, every day.
I mean, he could simply just let that get to his head, but he didn't. I mean, he was on the cover of Slam Magazine in high school, and when RJ got it in his first year at Duke, he was crying for RJ Barrett because he was on the cover, because RJ was on the cover, because he knows that RJ, you know, might feel that like he's disrespected sometimes, but he knows RJ makes Zion a better player when he's by his side.
Yeah, I mean, look, and I think one of the things that is interesting, I'm gonna try to find that for you. Again, it just, you can see and understand why is there so much excitement about him? Because he's different. Coach K's talked about it. That he's genuine, you know. And I think it's great at being able to have a family structure that can handle this. You know, I mean, I jokingly say it all the time. I better not win the lottery. I don't know if I can handle it.
And I mean, I think
like
that's,
the movie The Hangover is like an appetizer. I mean, I would go nuts.
I think that family aspect also helps out a lot with avoiding a similar situation down the road that we're having currently with Anthony Davis.
Here's the other thing, an aspect of it too. Having that one season under Coach K, again, he coached a national team, and that's NBA players. He coaches top talent at Duke every year. I think that's got to rub off, right? Don't you think that rubs off and being ready, listening, understanding, getting good coaching. Lee Anderson, his stepdad, on what's it like to have been under Coach K.
Under Coach K, it was great. It was great under Coach K. He learned a lot. when he went in. We thought we had him prepared well when he went up there, so he didn't have to make any real adjustments. He just had to learn, the college system and Coach K's system and what Coach K wanted or expected from him to do.
So, again, that's one of the things that's going to be fun to kind of sort of see when he gets here. Just, again, one of the things that stands out is the basketball IQ, right? Dino and I always like to talk about basketball IQ. It's not just, hey, give me the ball, let me go dominate. You see in his highlights, half-court passes, cross-court bounce passes. He has no problem sharing the ball. Yet what I love about him, and I think one thing that's going to be refreshing for Pelicans fans, is he's a player that likes to dominate the paint, that go in there and be aggressive. And, Jordan, we saw it last night in Milwaukee in that series. I mean, when they were trying to come back because the Raptors had the lead, they went to the rim. Giannis went to the rim. He's just sitting there shooting jumpers and selling and no ball movement and all that.
Brook Lopez hitting some clutch three-point shots.
Brook Lopez. Yeah. First off, he went bananas. Oh. 29 points. It was incredible.
I think that was his career high in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly, to look at that. So, look, I think more than anything, it's exciting. I honestly think it's going to be exciting for all that to take place. And I mentioned this, too. When you look, more than anything, he has an opportunity in Shawn Morant to help the league. Look, one of the things and one of the reasons the NFL is solid is because for the most part, most of the teams do it right, or at least try, or are given the opportunity. You could arguably say sometimes, Jacksonville or some organizations that haven't done it, but the draft allows you to help it. You play this quick bite from Jalen Rose and D, I'll get to you. He talks about why the lottery went great for the NBA yesterday.
Now the Pelicans are relevant again. It's a win-win even for Memphis and the Knicks. I think it went great. The fact that the Suns, the Cavs, the Bulls did all of that tanking, yet none of them got a top three pick. It was a great night for the NBA.
Remember the Pelicans fought hard, played hard, even to the point where we're going, what are you doing? Keep losing. What'd they do? They listened. They played hard. Drew Holiday said, we want to win. And they got rewarded. But he's right. The Knicks can still get AD if AD wants out. That's, to me, a viable trade. Memphis is going to get a player that they're going to like in Ja Morant. And again, they're the top two markets, as Scott Kushner said earlier. The bottom two markets. You gave them two players, as Jalen Rose just said. You made them relevant. That's the job of the league. A stronger league comes from having stronger teams, not just four or five. Now, again, you can just give them the foundations, and that's what the draft should be. It's up to now general managers and coaches to make additional moves in free agency and coach up the players you get in the draft. But the draft is supposed to help the teams that are struggling try to get that first step in the right direction. D, what you got for us on the Sports Hangover?
Hey, Gus, man. I finally figured out, man, why all this hate is going around.
What you got? Hey,
what it is, these guys are disgusted, thoroughly disgusted with you and Larry Holder and all you guys, the media-type guys, and so envious of y'all because y'all got direct contact with this guy now that they don't have. So that's why they spewing all this hate, man, because they won't have that direct contact that you guys are going to have with Zion every day. And they hate you guys for that. And y'all, they hating on us exactly the same thing. So it's all because of you guys. That's why all this hate is coming out with.
Yeah, look, one of the things, and D, I love that Jordy and T-Bob got him this morning. I love the fact that between Matt in the afternoon, ourselves, there's disparity and little differences in our shows and where our focus are, but that's the whole point of having a solid, strong, station. You don't want three shows that all do the same thing and sound the same. And what I love about it more than anything is, while we share some guests sometimes, and, it's Scott, it's Jake, it's Shamit, it's Will. I'm thinking of all the people that cover the Pels. If I'm missing your name, I'm sorry. Andrew Lopez, all these
David
guys.
David Grubbs,
all these people.
Right.
We're at the games. They're at the games. They're at the practices. I'd love to be at practice. They end at 1:30. I'm on the air. So, but that's why we send Jordan to practices for Saints and open locker room. You have to be there. And I've always said this more than anything else, because you can see things that you don't see either at games or on camera. It's body language. When I was a sideline reporter for the Saints and still in for Tulane, one of the number one things I look for is after the play ends. You know, what coach is frustrated, what the player, you know, if the player comes in not slamming his helmet when they've gone three and out six times, he ain't in it. You know, if you see a guy kind of getting the rest of his teammates going, he's in it. You know, you can tell heart. You can tell defeatism. You can tell when somebody's quit. You can, but you got to have that boots on the ground. You know, does that make sense?
And that's why the Cowherds, the Stephen A's, and Max Kellerman's feeling all this hate, because they don't have that disposal like you guys have. And they're hating on us. But I'm loving every minute of it, though.
I hear you. Thank you, D. Appreciate it.
To add a little bit to that real quick is, I think what Zion does to reporters is bring out their inner, like, their inner fan base. So where they were when they were younger, or who they usually cheer for, I think Zion is that good of a player where that comes out of. Because I'm going to admit, I'm a Pelicans fan, but
yeah,
I try to, you know, be neutral about it, but I think that brings it out.
We're locals as well. We want our teams to succeed.
Right.
I mean, it makes it better, obviously, but that's why we got into this business. We're fans. We want to be able to talk about it, and I think that's what makes it. You got to support the local people, man, and especially nowadays, and you're seeing consolidation, you're seeing different people kind of forming partnerships and stuff. Look, it's hard in this business. You know that.
Yeah.
I pay you in wings.
They're good wings.
Yeah, well, they're good wings.
They're really good.
That's just it, though, man. Gotta like what you do. Sports Takeover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Right out of the break, Jordan, you're on deck on ESPN New Orleans.
Are you ready to test drive the 2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude? This Jeep is as hungry for adventure as you are. You can drive one off the lot at Southland Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat at their Jeep Celebration event with $5,702 off MSRP. So stop in today at Southland Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. CCAP bonus must finance with Chrysler Financial. Non-prime must have Beacon score of 620 or less. LD truck owner loyalty must own an LD pickup.
The locally owned UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. The UPS store in Houma offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banners, shredding, faxing, and more. The UPS store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colony. Call the local team at Terminex of Houma for a free inspection and quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminex is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
Houma Credit can help with those unexpected needs for cash when you least expect it, or for home improvements or anything else you need. They have loans $300 and up. They offer fast, friendly service and payments to fit your budget. Plus, they even accept phone applications. The folks at Houma Credit have up to 30 years' experience, and they're locally owned and operated. Call 223-1085 or look them up on Facebook.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
So Elise Sarter, Zion Williamson's high school coach, Brian and Elise, sending me the tweet. Said he just talked to Zion. He will not be returning to Duke, nor will he ask for a trade. In communication with Zion's family, that said Zion will be honored to be drafted by the Pelicans. Again, don't believe the high school coach, the stepdad.
Nah, it's BS.
That's right. It is what it is, I guess. Jordan, thanks for joining us here on the Sports Hangover. What you got, man?
Just a Duke fan living in New Orleans. I wanted to touch on Zion a little bit and maybe shed some light on some of the unnecessary hate that New Orleans and Zion are getting. I'm from St. Louis originally and got a lot of crap growing up for being a Duke fan and all that my entire life, so I'm used to it by now. But I think part of it is, you know, there was so much hype surrounding them that everybody was waiting, you know, to find this fault in Zion's game. You know, he can't shoot. Right. He can't play make. And then what does he do? First game out, he plays point guard for part of the game. He chucks up threes and starts draining them. And then they're like, all right, they start looking for other faults, you know, for Zion. You know, maybe he's not a good person off the court. And then it's like every time you ask him some question, he's constantly talking about teammates. He's, you know, when he went down, you guys kind of touched on it for the injury. He just couldn't wait to get back on the floor. Everybody told him, right, sit down, save yourself, get your money, and he just couldn't stop talking about the brotherhood. And he even said it after, you know, the ACC championship game, like, y'all really thought I was going to leave my brothers hanging? Like, no way. And I think as much as I like Anthony Davis, the player, he is the polar opposite personality-wise than Anthony Davis.
Yeah. Right.
He's just a complete teammate. And I think that pisses a lot of people off even more because they can't find a fault in him. And you have all these big market fans, you know, how in the heck did New Orleans pull off this number one pick? They don't deserve it. They're a small market, whatever. And I think a lot of them don't realize all the pieces that New Orleans has either. You have Julius Randle, Alfred Payton, you know, for playing point guard and defense. And they're a lot more complete team. They should have won a lot more games last year had Anthony Davis played, obviously. So they're a lot closer than people realize, and I think they're just like, oh, Zion's going to a worthless team, what a waste, and it's just the complete opposite. So I think it's a lot of unnecessary hate. And another story I like of him, I think it was ESPN, I can't remember who it was, they came in and were doing a story on the big freshman last year before the season started. They came to Duke practice, they got Zion, RJ, and Cam to come take a picture, and before they could even snap a picture, Zion stopped them. He grabbed Trey Jones off the sideline and said, we're not doing this without him. He's a freshman, too. He's just as important to this team as anybody else.
Yeah. No, so I get it. It's instance after instance after instance this entire season that you just go, man, it's great. Even if he becomes the second best player in your team, he's just going to help. I mean, there's things that translate, and I'm with you. That's why I go nuts when I hear, well, he can't shoot the three, and he can't shoot. Stop. I mean, the guy's head goes above the rim when he's blocking shots. Name me on one hand the people in the NBA that currently do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he chipped a tooth last year dunking a ball. He hit the backboard with his teeth.
Exactly. It's incredible. Anyway, thank you, Jordan, for the phone call, man. A little perspective, man. Appreciate it. Got to get to Tim.
Our Jordans have to represent.
Yeah, that's right. Tim Maupin from the NOLA Gold got a big game this weekend, closing out the home schedule, taking on Houston. 4 o'clock over at Gold Stadium, Shaw High School there. Go check that out. Tim, thanks for joining us this afternoon, man, after your training today.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure, man. What's it been like this season here? Hard to believe that it's the final home game of the year, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy to think that we're already at the final home game with 2 more regular season games to go after that. But it's been good. It's been a lot better year this year from last year. Just, I think, a bit more experiences come in from the off season and just have a bit more of a complete team and guys really buying into the culture we've created here. So it's been a good year. Just got to hopefully finish it off and bring a championship down to New Orleans.
You know, we speak with Coach Nate Osborne every Wednesday, and he's cheery. I get at least 25 mates after a win. This Wednesday, about 2 of them. How tough was this past weekend?
It was pretty tough, but at the same time, we made a lot of mistakes, and San Diego is a really good team. They've been top 4 team all year, and now they're the number 1 team in the league at the moment, and we make mistakes, and they capitalize on it like any good team does. So this week's been a bit more of us just kind of looking at ourselves and what we need to do to prepare better and play better and perform better. So we kind of already washed last week's loss going in. That's a loss, and the beauty about sports is there's always next week to redeem yourself. So that's a bit what this week's about, is just redeeming ourselves and playing better and focusing in on ourselves to make sure we can stick to the game plan and execute.
You know, we've talked to Khan, Scotty, Tristan, and you know, I've gotten used to accents, man. You're good old American, huh?
Yeah. No accent for me. I'm from California, so.
You have a football background too.
Yeah, I do have a football background. Yeah, I played football for about 12 years growing up in California. So that was my first love, and then rugby came kind of in the middle of it. About freshman year of high school, I started playing rugby.
How do you think that translates into the rugby game? Because when we speak to some of these guys, too, and I'm going to ask you, too, what it's like to play, because you've played at a high level of rugby here for this country, but playing with guys that are world-renowned that are on this gold roster. But how does that, I guess, translate, playing the love of football into rugby?
It translates pretty well. American football came from rugby, and it's a bit easier to play rugby than football just because – rugby is a bit more free-flowing, a little more wide open, but kind of like basketball is. And so, you know, just coming from football, I guess the only thing you really got to get used to is the conditioning, because it's not 30-second bursts, 45-second bursts. It's, you could be running around for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes before you get a 30, 45-second break, and then you're running around again, and you're just kind of continuously playing for 40 minutes till halftime. Right. And if you're not used to running around like that, it gets pretty exhausting, and you got to let it go.
I bring this up, Tim Oppen of the NOLA Goal, because, you know, you think of football, you know, the American style here, Jordan, our intern, and, you know, you think of toughness, the D-linemen. They're the big, ugly guys. They're like, they get tough. Tim, yeah. What is this I hear, dude? You went full Ronnie Lott, but instead of a finger, it was a toe.
I'm kind of getting that question a lot. So, what was it? Probably about 6-7 years ago. I went to the doctor checkup, kind of had this weird line on my toe that I had for about 6 months to a year. Wasn't really sure what it was, thought it was just from a turf toe incident I had, and found out I had melanoma in my toenail root, which is extremely rare, especially for somebody my age. And I went down to Stanford Hospital, and they were trying to figure out ways of, okay, hey, we can save your toe doing this and that, and, you know, we just have to take this toenail out, and they were trying to figure out all this stuff, and I was like, you know, what's the easiest solution to this where I'm not to worry about, you know, cancer coming back or whatnot, and what's the quickest way for me to get back into playing rugby because I got preseason starting in about 2 weeks? And he said, well, we can just cut the front part of the toe off, amputate like we usually do and whatnot, and get you out there. I was like, yeah, let's just do that. As long as that can affect my running, let's do it. And they did that, and about 2.5 weeks later, I was just doing preseason stuff. Obviously, it wasn't full on because I had my toe. I just let it heal a little bit, but yeah. And just kind of get into it.
So you went for the option to just completely chop it off.
How to get back on the field, he said 2 weeks later.
Yeah,
the reason
I bring
this up, Tim, is because Jordan, our intern here, we're gonna bring him out to one of your training sessions because he thinks he can score. And I'm like, I don't think you have any idea what it's like to, you know, I mean, they'll give you a head start here. But
I never said I could score.
It's a whole level of toughness you don't know.
I said I could probably break 1 out of 10,000 tackles.
10,000 tackles is what he
gets. I mean, hey, if he wants to come on out, well, welcome to have him come out. No worries, he can throw the ball around and strum a little thing.
Exactly.
The practice.
I just want to know if I needed a guest or you to produce this show, would you cut off a limb or a toe in order to be here?
No.
Exactly.
I mean, I like tear up whenever I stub my toenail.
I know you do. Tim, one of the things that we've learned in speaking with a lot of the players this season, in the second season for the NOLA Gold, man, is you have some talent on this roster, man. You yourself have played at a pretty high level here for the U.S., but also when you take a look at just the team that you have, you know, we're other World Cup athletes and just down under as well, man. You got some pretty talented players on your team.
Yeah, we've got a lot of talented players. It's great, especially when you look at just, you know, not even just our starting lineup, but then you go into the bench and you've got all American players playing in college, guys who have played representative rugby, youth rugby, and representative rugby, maybe not the full national level, but, you know, right there, selects level. It's incredible, and it makes it so much fun going to trainings and not having to worry about, you know, doing the simple things right. Just, you know, the simple thing right. Simple things are going to be done right. You're going to get through the hands. You're going to communicate and talk. It's really then starting to just add in extra layers of high-end rugby intellect and just really starting to dissect rugby games and get into the fun stuff, you know, like coming up with plays, coming up with patterns, and then just
when you're out there jamming and running, and you got, you make a line break and you got three or four guys around you all screaming for the ball and wanting to make the right play. It's just, it makes it so much more fun. And I think that's what the big thing about this year has been, is just us trying to have fun and realizing that as much as this is our job and we are professional athletes, that sports is fun. And if you're not having fun doing it, you know, you got to change your outlook on it and try and get back to having fun and having some excitement.
Well, it's definitely a lot of fun when you're winning, and you're 9-4, 1 point away from first place, San Diego. Get a chance to get back at them here in a couple weeks. Houston's up next, though. I've kind of touched on it a little bit. Give us a key or two, man, to Saturday's game.
Well, for Saturday, it's just, you know, play our pattern. Just, you know, worry about what we need to be worrying about offensively and making sure that we put Houston through a bunch of phases and move them around and kind of wear them out, put them through 8-9 phases, and then score hopefully at the end of it. And then defensively, is just aim up, you know, make our one-on-one tackles, start building a lot of pressure on them, force them to maybe do something uncharacteristic or make a mistake. And then when we get the chance to get the ball back, punish them for it. So really this week has just been about us doing the simple things, crossing the T's, dotting the I's, and then hopefully coming out with a victory and getting some of that momentum back going into the playoffs.
Tim Oppen of the NOLA Gold. Go check him out, NOLAGoldRugby.com, 4 o'clock this Saturday, final home game of the regular season over on the West Bank. Good luck to you, man, and bring us a win.
Appreciate it much. Thanks so much for having me.
Yep, for sure. Quick break. We come back. We'll put a wrap on things. If you still want to get in, 800-998-1003, you can do so as well. So you would, Joey, you got to call a Nichols game. Don't feel well. Got to lop off a toe or a finger. Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I guess.
So not feeling well.
Yeah.
Is equivalents to
flopping
nothing.
Off a toe or finger. Just, I'm just no. Well,
I have
that's
the flu.
That's the standard.
I have the flu. Cut
that's
off a toe.
That's the standard.
No.
He wanted to get back.
Get to Donald and call me in the morning.
He wanted to get back so quickly to his teammates and the game that he lopped off a toe. I'm just saying, it's a whole different level of toughness, and that's the kind of guys you're going to be trying to break a tackle with. I can't wait. I cannot wait to see that. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
You want to save a lot of money this summer? I mean a whole lot of money. Then look for the sticker and save during the summer sticker event at Barker Kia in Homa. Drive home in the new 2019 Kia Sportage and take $4,500 off the MSRP. Or jump into our new 19 Kia Soul and take $4,000 off the MSRP. You want a little bit more? Take $5,000 off the MSRP when you choose a new 2019 Kia Sorento EX V6 with third row seating, Apple CarPlay, and leather seats. Now that's how we roll during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia. With $4,500 off new Kia Sportages, $4,000 off new Kia Souls, and $5,500 off new Kia Sorentos. So come save during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia and Homer or shop online at BarkerKia.com. Come see me, people. Remember that strength and laughter.
19KTO36, MSRP 25025, 3,000 dealer discount, 2,000 custom cash. Stock number 19KO32, MSRP 2320, $2,000 dealer discount, 2,000 custom cash. 19KO6, MSRP 37440, $1,500 dealer discount, $3,000 custom cash, $1,000 bonus cash. Go to TT and LC dealer for details. Offer ends May 31st, 2019.
The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season, every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Napa Know-How.
Lawn lovers, run with us on the John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster with an Excel Deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z-Track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back to Sports Hangover. 800-998-1003. Judging, of course, over on Twitter. Some of the people. NOLA Devina says, family gets credit for raising an honorable man. Go Pels. I think he's going to bring a lot of people in this area and that attention and focus. Again, Scott Kushner saying he's hearing now close to 4,000, if not by now, new season tickets. That's incredible.
2 days.
That's incredible. Again, or ticket packages. And again, you can do 10 games, five. There's all kind of weekends, you know, certain games that do a good job of doing that. Because, again, it's a lot of games, 40-plus games. But, again, to me, I keep saying it goes back to when Reggie Bush got here. Up until then, not a single time before had the Saints sold out a regular season. You know? Chad on Twitter. Of course he would, as in coming in play and being excited. The thing that these, quote, on-air experts, close quote, like at Colin Coward are missing is that the kid loves to play basketball. He just wants to play ball. I think that's the thing that I've been bringing up in the show here as well, Jordan. You keep seeing it. He wants to play. Again, you go back and you play the sound bites from him in the NCAA tournament, or in the ACC tournament. It's like he wanted to play. You know, it was incredible. You and I would text the days that they were playing, remember? And we're like, here it comes. Got to watch it. Yep. And, dude, what was it, 30 seconds? I mean, within the first minute of the ball game, 19-something left, there's a dunk. There's a block shot. There's a steal. I mean, his impact on
must
the game.
Must watch TV.
Yeah, absolutely. You heard Jalen Rose say it. I'll play it again because I think it's such a big bite of what he says here on how the lottery was good for the NBA, not like some of these guys saying it was bad, right? And it's because you got a chance to do some things.
Relevant again. It's a win. Even for Memphis and the Knicks, I think it went great. The fact that the Suns, the Cavs, the Bulls did all of that tanking, yet none of them got a top three pick. It was a great night for the NBA.
I saw what's interesting. We can do a little bit tomorrow as well, Jordan. What if the NFL went to a lottery system?
It wouldn't be as nearly as entertaining.
You don't think?
Mm-mm. Because in the NBA, players, a single player can change a franchise.
Bingo.
All in the NFL.
Look at you. Yeah. No, I agree with you 100%. Again, there's only five at a time on the court.
Yeah.
I mean,
plus the NFL.
One of them is dominant.
Plus the NFL has a way deeper draft than the NBA.
It changes it a ton. One of the things as well, too, that Brian and I were going back and forth and talking about, too, is it's so funny. And it's something we can discuss tomorrow. Maybe we'll get Brian to call in since he brought it up. It's a good point. Alvin Gentry, the night of the lottery, I don't know if you read deeply, and I mean a lot of the different articles that came out from Chicago. Oh, now he kept winking or saying, we got something planned for that meeting. You know? Brian brings it up. What if Zion does what AD couldn't? You know, in terms of bringing everybody together. But here's the other aspect of it. What if Zion wants AD and is part of that pitch? You know what I mean? What if Zion's like, hey, man, come play with me?
So, wait, I want to ask you this question. That might be a dumb question, but I'm still going to ask it. Even if we haven't selected Zion Williamson yet, could we still ask him to sit in on at that meeting?
That's an interesting point. I don't know how that works.
Because if you're full on 100%, you tell the league we're gonna be picking Zion Williamson.
Look, you can have discussions with them right now. So I don't see how that's any different than you know,
going into a pitch. Yeah.
Hey, you're having. Oh, look who's here! I didn't know you were here, Anthony Zion. We came out for a burger. I didn't. You know what I'm saying? I don't.
You could probably do it under the radar.
Look. At the end of the day, it is interesting. We'll talk tomorrow a little bit more about this. What could be making Alvin Gentry and Griffin so confident that at this meeting, things can turn around. I don't know.
I trust David Griffin. He has something up his sleeve.
We'll see. Matt Moscone and After Further Views up next. Thanks to everybody here at Vinny's. We'll see you tomorrow on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.